Hi, this is Kara from the Pure Rock Shop, and you're listening to 91.7 FM WNJR in Washington, Pittsburgh, and WNJR.org. Today we have Nick Douglas on the line. Hi, Nick. How are you doing today?
Hey, Kara. How you doing? Hey, Pittsburgh, Washington. How you guys doing?
Hey, so, you know, we were excited to add some new tracks off your latest solo album into the rotation. Tell us about Regenerations, right. Nick.
Oh, the album. That took quite a long time to make, about 15 years of trying songs and scrapping others and, you know, rewriting, rearranging, remixing everything, all within the course, interwoven with tours with Doro and other projects and things. So, yeah, it took quite a lot of time, but you know, I always think of things like, well, if you're going to do it, you know, do it the best you can. And, you know, you never know when there's a chance to do another. So I put everything I could into it with all that I had. So, it tells a long story over a lot of years. And the name Regenerations is basically semi-autobiographical, actually very much autobiographical in that it suggests that, you know, you can always start over. You can always try again. You can discover new things and, you know, just take the path of life and just keep, you know, just keep finding new things out and trying to just try to make the best of it. So, yeah, it's basically an account of the last 15 years.
Okay. So what were some of your influences as you, you know, put together the material for the album?
You know, it could be anything, could have been anything from just a nice day to reading a book to anything that kind of sticks to you. You know, there's some memories that throughout the day that kind of stick to you, and then I think, wow, that was really interesting. Why was that interesting? And then a story might unfold about it, and then next thing you know, it turns into a verse, and then a verse turns into a chorus, and then you have a song that maybe it ended up differently, but it started from this one sort of spark. So influences could have been really, really many.
And did you have anybody else that, you know, performed on the album with you that you worked with on the songs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've had Johnny D from Doro, but it's called Brittany Fox, who, you know.
Sure.
He played on quite a lot of the album. Drums and fantastic job as always, you know. So
yeah.
So great to have him and be playing with him. And, just really great to be with a musician like him. Just a consummate rock drummer. And also a friend of mine from Los Angeles, Charlotte Gibson, great singer songwriter in her own right. We co-wrote a song called "Before You Break" together.
Okay. I think that's one of the ones you sent us over for the station, so.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Great, yeah. That's Charlotte singing the second verse. And, she's fantastic. She sings for a lot of other artists, too, like background vocals right now. Now she's on tour with Eric Clapton, and she's singing for Nine Inch Nails. She's got quite a career. Super talented. And also, another woman named Rebecca Gowerty. So look, Pennsylvania, just really great lyricist, great voice. She sings the lead on "Blue," the last song of the album. I came to her with this musical idea, and I had some lyrics, but I could never quite finish them. And I sent it to her, and she just came back with the full lyrics, verses and chorus and stuff. I was like, that is great. So I thought it would be a duet as well, but she did such a good job. I just took my voice out of it. I just took myself out of it. Just let her take it. She just did a fantastic job.
Very cool. So I know we're a bit late catching up with you about the release. I think it came out last year. Can you tell our listeners here in the States where they can get a copy of Regenerations? You know, what the best way to get a hold of the disc is, or a download?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Any of the usual stops on buying, like iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, if you have a Spotify account, I think all the major music subscription accounts. Did I say Amazon? Yeah, Amazon. Yeah.
Okay.
Anywhere where you think it would be, it's fairly well distributed. You should be able to find it.
Okay.
Just about. And
I know, Doro keeps you pretty busy on the road. Have you done any touring with your solo band,
Not touring, no. That's been kind of tough. That's the one aspect of making a record that's probably the hardest to achieve, as far as getting together, getting together the band and being able to pay everyone and stuff. So that's been a bit of a challenge. But we did play one private show in France, just outside of Paris, last month.
Yes.
It went great. And that went so good. I hope we get to do it again and wherever, however. But it was basically the Doro band minus Doro.
Uh-huh.
And we all took turns singing. We did some of my songs, both of my albums, and some covers as well. And so it was the four guys from Doro. Plus, a very good friend of mine who was also in Doro for a time, named Harrison Young on keys, and he's just a great singer. And I have to add that he also sang backups on a song called All On Me, which is the second song of my album.
Okay.
Super talented guy, great friend. We've known him for a long time. We played a lot all around the world together. But getting back to the show, it was just really great to have everyone together. It was just a bunch of friends. And we just really had a blast, and we hope we can do it again.
Very cool. I was very disappointed to miss that. I was a day late coming back through Paris, so heard all about it, though. It just wasn't going to work out. So I wanted to ask you, I know you mentioned Johnny D before, and you told me that you're from Pennsylvania. How do you Pennsylvania guys end up in a band with a German metal singer? How did you find Doro?
Yeah, great question. Actually, I grew up in New Jersey.
Okay.
And since moved to Pennsylvania, I feel like it's old name. It's been there for many years. But The way it turned out, I had an interim 2 years in New York City. I lived in the late 80s, early 90s. And it's been a really great time to be there. I heard about it. So we're from Pennsylvania, and how we got involved with Doro, being a German artist, was that I lived in New York City for a short time in the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, heard about the audition for Doro. Yeah, so there must have been 50 or 60 bass players trying out, as well as other musicians, guitar players, drummers. This was in the summer of 1990 in New York City at SIR Studios. And I just came in thinking, well, I probably won't get this gig, the Doro gig, but I'll just have fun, I let myself not worry or not have anxiety. I just went in there just with the mindset that this is going to be fun. So I did, and turned out that I got a call back and played again the next day. And then the very next day, I got a call back again and went in and played some more. And the end of the third day, I got to decide and asked if I'd like to go on tour with Doro. And I was like, wow, sure, great. Awesome. So. And basically I've been with her ever since.
Yeah.
28 years almost now. Yeah.
Excellent. And, we know the new Doro album, Forever Warriors, Forever United, is coming out in a few weeks.
I passed the audition. And I was never really told that I passed the audition until, 10 years later. I was just having a, conversation with Doro. I keep coming back and touring with you. Did I pass the audition 10 years ago? Am I in the band? And, of course, we laughed about it. It was a big joke. And she said, yeah, you're in the band. Oh, great. So, but anyway,
yeah.
I'm originally from the Philly area. So to get Johnny into the picture here, I had moved back to South Jersey, Philadelphia area where I'm from. And at the time, we needed a drummer. And Johnny got recommended, not by me, but by a mutual friend named Jimmy DeLella, keyboard player, guitar player from Philadelphia. Called him up right away. We needed someone pretty quick, and he came in and auditioned. Dora loved him, and that was it. We were off and running. We started a big European tour, I think 2 weeks after Johnny joined. We also had a live album that we recorded at the time during that tour, so yeah. So Johnny had a lot to do, but he did a great job. He commanded it well, and he's still with us today.
Yeah, very cool. So I was going to say, you know, you guys have a new album coming out, the Forever Warriors, Forever United, in just a few weeks. So we'll be talking with Doro, I think, next week regarding the album. Cool. So I'm excited to hear that and, you know, hear more from you guys. So I guess you've got a lot of summer dates in Europe coming up very soon as well.
Yeah, we're sort of in the intermission at the moment. We have a small break right here in the middle of the summer, and next month, August, we'll start, you know, a bunch of other shows, mostly festivals, outdoor festivals throughout Europe, in Germany, France, England, Spain, and so it's going to be a really exciting August. One of the shows being the Wacken Festival in northern Germany. Uh-huh. One of the biggest, if not the biggest, metal festival in Europe, in the world. I don't know, but it's huge every year. It does great. So we get to play that on August 3rd, and then, you know, as well as many other great festivals. Like I said, we'll play in Spain. I always enjoy going to Spain. Spanish bands are awesome. So, and we'll have the new album out on the, I believe, the 16th in Europe. Oh, I hope I'm right with that. 17th.
I think you're close. It might be the 17th, but I think you're close. I know it's definitely okay, in the next couple weeks. So,
okay, cool, great. So we'll have that, you know, on our side, and we'll just put them in our roster, in our set, and just get
moving. Excellent. Well. Nick, thanks for hanging with me and the difficulty with the cell phone connection. We wish you safe travels in Europe, and you know, thanks for joining us today on 91.7 FM.
Awesome. Great to talk to you, Tara.
Thank you.
Take care.